Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore again. Thanks so much for your time, and again, thanks to Coach Hendricks for stopping by for the visit. And again, a reminder that Lebanon will be at home tonight. In fact, Tigers wrap up the season at home, and they'll be taking on West Lafayette this evening, and then next week it's against the Harrison Raiders. All right, writing down scores for you from last night from around the area. Crawfordsville over Danville, 68-56. Lebanon over Sheridan, 64-37. Southmont over Frankfort, 52-51. Tri-West defeated North Montgomery, 75-47. Western Boone came from behind to defeat Cascade, 56-53 on the Stars senior night. Traders Point defeated Clinton Central, the final 55-22. Tri-Central over Clinton Prairie, 48-44. Fishers over Zionsville, 53-39. Hamilton Southeastern in overtime over Brownsburg, 57-56. Noblesville defeated Avon, 57-55. And Westfield defeated Franklin Central, the final there, 77-56. Quick rundown of games coming up tonight. North Montgomery will be at Clinton Central, Tipton at Frankfort. Tri-West will be at Hamilton Heights. West Lafayette will be at Lebanon. Western Boone is on the road at Sheridan. North Montgomery at Clinton Central, Rossville at Faith Christian, and Zionsville will be down at Arsenal Tech. So good luck to our local teams as they continue on to not only put the wraps on the regular season, but get ready for the state tournament as well. Stepping into the hot seat now, Stars head coach Dustin Oakley. As mentioned, Stars with the win last night on their senior night, 56-53. Coach Oakley, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and congratulations to you and the kids on the win last night, defeating Cascade 56-53. As the score indicates, it was a close contest.
Yeah, first of all, it was a great atmosphere. I'm very happy for our seniors. You know, we have five, and they deserve this. It was tough with the weather on Thursday. We didn't get to practice, and then so trying to come in and prepare a little bit as best we could. I thought we handled very well. The one thing that worried me was, you know, how our legs, how tired we might get in the shooting, and we shot very poorly from outside, but being down 10 points in the fourth quarter and storming back like we did, we pressed them, started putting on our press, and caused a lot of turnovers and made them uncomfortable, and we came back pretty quick and hit some pretty big free throws at the end of the game.
Again, Coach Oakley, along with the Seer on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So give me a coach's perspective on your opponent, Cascade. What did the Cadets provide last night? What were you concerned about when you got ready for them?
Three-point shooting. I mean, they put up almost 30 a game, just a tenth. So,
they live and die by the three.
Absolutely. And they hit nine last night. It was 9 for 12. But it felt like, as a coach, it felt like they hit 18 or 20. It just every time we would have some open looks and we were missing ours from outside, they would kind of turn around, come back, and hit theirs. So it was kind of frustrating to see that in our home gym. But overall, I felt like it was a sectional environment. It's a good two-way school. I think opponents and similar to teams that we're going to see in our sectional. So just to find a way to get a win and battle back like we did, it was awesome for us.
Again, Coach Oakley, along with the Seer on this segment of the Coach's Corner, like I did with Coach Hendricks, I'd like for you as well to mention your seniors. You had five of them, and tell me about this group of young men. Unfortunately, you've only had really 1 year with them.
Yeah, it's a really good group. I told them last night after the game in our little celebration for the seniors, it's a group that has really accepted me and our coaches coming in. They're just really tough kids. They like to compete and they want to win. I mean, I think that's what the culture they were trying to bring in and what I'm trying to bring in our first year and what we're going to have for many years. So just them collectively as a group, it's a really neat experience when you can put them on the floor at the same time, and we're going to, you know, start all of them, and they executed very well, and they just really kept us in the game. They were all engaged, even when we had to sub them out and on the sidelines, and just cheering on their teammates and supporting us, and, you know, that's why we won our game. That's what we want to be about.
Yeah. Again, Coach Oakley, along with the Seer, you know, it says something about the young men. They know what it means to win because many of them have been a part of the football program that's, reached the pinnacle of success in high school. And so for them to say, I'm going to go ahead and stay with the basketball program, we may not reach that pinnacle. In fact, we may struggle, but I'm still going to be there and compete and do the best I can.
Yeah. You know, and that's because, you know, that's that's my job too, and the coaches to get more of those kids. Like, you know, the one that will stand out who did that is that came back with the program is Elliot Young. I mean, you know, he's our quarterback, and he, you know, been with those state titles, and we need to find more guys like that. They might not be just a basketball guy, but they are some of our better athletes, and they're great competitors. So the way Seth Corbin and John and Garrett accepted Elliot to come back and give him a chance and, you know, put him in the starting lineup with us, and just how they've kind of gelled over this year as a group, it means a lot. And we just need more of those athletes to want to kind of accept those roles and want to be a part of our program, and that's what's going to make us more successful overall.
Again, Coach Oakley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. How did the first half go for your kids?
Well, it's kind of, you know, kind of two different stories there. Like, the first quarter, I felt like we were kind of, you know, you had the nerves with the five seniors starting, getting after it. Had some really good looks. They just didn't go in. But defensively, we were really good. You know, holding the 12 points. It was 12-11, so a close first quarter. And then the second and third quarters is just when they had the barrage of threes just hitting some. So we struggled in the middle quarters. But first half, we were hanging in there. And I think down, I don't remember now, maybe 6, 8, 10 points going into halftime. But we did what we were, like, with the scouting report and what we wanted to do. They just hit more shots than us. So, and that's what worried us. And they hit them.
Second half, what about the third quarter? How did it start?
Same thing. Not very good. And we're held to 36 points going into the fourth quarter. Just couldn't get anything going offensively. I don't think Cascade could guard very well. And we were looking at some matchups and we were taking advantage of those. Just couldn't get shots to fall. And then, like I said, just led into the fourth quarter, and that's when we made our comeback.
So what was it in the fourth quarter that maybe turned the switch, or what was it? Was it a defensive play that started to get you going?
Well, I thought it was our 2-2-1 press. We got into our press. We went with a quicker lineup. We left Levi LaGrange in there. I mean, he had some big offensive rebounds. He took a charge for us. He had a huge block for us. I think he really energized our group and just kind of stepping up defensively and getting more aggressive and getting the passing lane. So we just picked up our pressure overall defensively, and they had a huge amount of turnovers. And the other thing I haven't said yet is, I mean, we only had 5 turnovers as a team. I mean, that was a season low. It's really unheard of. I don't care who you are and who you're playing, but I think all those 5 turnovers were in our first half, and we didn't turn the ball over the whole second half. So that was awesome to see.
Now, when you break it down to its most basic level, if you don't turn the ball over, if you make your free throws, do a decent job rebounding, you're probably going to win the game most nights.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, too. I think with our legs a little bit, we struggle with free throws. Like, Garrett is a slasher, and he keeps getting the free throws, but he's been around 45, 50% from the line the last 2 years. But I'll tell you what, I mean, their coach got a technical at the end of the game, so Seth coming up to hit 2 free throws to take the lead, and then Garrett got fouled the next possession with less than 10 seconds, and Garrett goes up there and hits 2 for 2. That's a lot of mental toughness for those two kids and doing that under that pressure.
So how much time was left when you did get the lead late in the game?
There was 10 seconds left on the clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did the lead come about?
We got an offensive rebound, and we were down by 1. Corbin Jones gets offensive rebound, he gets fouled, and that's when their coach was arguing the call, and he got the technical. Okay. So then Corbin missed both his free throws. Then Seth steps up and goes 2 for 2, and that's where we take our lead 54-53.
And then you end up winning 56-53. So what, a couple more free throws made to wrap it up?
Yeah, Garrett Morton hit those 2. To finish it. 7 seconds to go.
And all you had to do was defend them. And all they had to do was miss a 3. You're probably concerned that they're going to hit a 3 and send it to overtime.
Yeah, we had some fouls to give, so we had a couple timeouts, and we gave those fouls. And then even up 3, we said it all year long. If a team is up 3, we're going to foul them and put them on the line because they can't beat us. And I don't want to take a chance of them shooting a 3 and going into overtime. Mm-hmm. So our boys executed in every timeout that we had and did a nice job to finish the game.
Good. Who led you in scoring last night?
Garrett Morton had 19.
All right.
So our seniors were balanced. He had 19. Elliot had 10. Corbin had 10. And then Seth had 6.
All right.
So, yeah, good balance right there.
So good night for the stars on the senior. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got a chance to scout your opponent.
Okay.
And you may want to, you probably know this already, the Garner kid had hit three threes in the fourth quarter last night.
Okay.
And then Lebanon did a decent job on the Moisture kid, never let him really get going, but it seems like he's the one kid that can score for them.
Yeah, he we had a, I was in charge of doing the scouting report for them last year for Coach Burkett, and Moisture, he can shoot it. He's a really good basketball player. I don't think he has a ton. You know, they're battling injuries, so like a ton around him. So we've got to pay attention really close to him. But he can shoot it. He can get hot. So he makes me nervous. But we'll have to guard him, number 10, a little bit. But I think if we come out and execute and just focus on the defensive end, I think we can get another win tonight.
Well, the Stars go on the road to take on the Sheridan Blackhawks. JV game at 6. The Varsity should follow at around 7:30. So if you get a chance, get over to Hamilton County and cheer on the Stars. Coach Oakley, thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same. All right, a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.